Dictation instructions. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now, listen to the passage. A man and his car. A man was travelling abroad in a small red car. One day he left the car and went shopping. When he came back, its roof was badly damaged. Some boys told him that an elephant had damaged it. The man did not believe them, but they took him to a circus which was near there. The owner of the elephant said, "I'm very sorry. My elephant has a big, round, red chair. He thought that your car was his chair, and he sat on it." Then he gave the man a letter, in which he said that he was sorry, and he would pay for all the damage. When the man got back to his own country, the customs officers would not believe his story. They said, "You sold your new car while you were abroad, and bought this old one." It was only when the man showed them the letter from the man at the circus that they believed him. A man was travelling abroad in a small red car. A man was travelling abroad in a small red car. One day he left the car and went shopping. One day he left the car and went shopping. When he came back, its roof was badly damaged. When he came back, its roof was badly damaged. Some boys told him that an elephant had damaged it. Some boys told him that an elephant had damaged it. The man did not believe them. But they took him to a circus which was near there. The man did not believe them. But they took him to a circus, which was near there. The owner of the elephant said, "I am very sorry. The owner of the elephant said, "I am very sorry. My elephant has a big, round, red chair. My elephant has a big, round, red chair. He thought that your car was his chair, and he sat on it. He thought that your car was his chair, and he sat on it. Then he gave the man a letter. Then he gave the man a letter. In which he said that he was sorry and that he would pay for all the damage. In which he said that he was sorry and that he would pay for all the damage. When the man got back to his own country, when the man got back to his own country, the customs officers would not believe his story. The customs officers would not believe his story. They said, "You sold your new car while you were abroad and bought this old one. They said, "You sold your new car while you were abroad and bought this old one." It was only when the man showed them the letter from the man at the circus that they believed him. It was only when the man showed them the letter from the man at the circus that they believed him. A man was travelling abroad in a small red car. One day he left the car and went shopping. When he came back, its roof was badly damaged. Some boys told him that an elephant had damaged it. The man did not believe them, but they took him to a circus which was near there. The owner of the elephant said, "I'm very sorry. My elephant has a big, round, red chair. He thought that your car was his chair, and he sat on it." Then he gave the man a letter in which he said that he was sorry and he would pay for all the damage. When the man got back to his own country, the customs officers would not believe his story. They said, "You sold your new car while you were abroad and bought this old one." It was only when the man showed them the letter from the man at the circus that they believed him.